Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Right here.
Oh, what is it?
Like a lamb.
Oh, looks like you cooked one of the Muppets.
Still no Alice, huh?
Well, if you can count up to three, you ought to be able to see there's only two of us here.
Are you sure she didn't tell either one of you why she was going to be late?
No.
I don't know whether to be worried or teed off.
Be teed off. When you teed off, your eyes sparkle. Oh, good morning. Hi.
What have you been?
I'm real sorry, no. The truth is that I overslept.
Don't you have an alarm clock?
Yeah, I do, but it just rings.
So?
So I need a clock that rips the covers off me and throws cold water in my face.
You don't sound like a person who's very sorry.
I am very sorry, Mel. Please, give me a break, will you? It's only the first time.
Wrong, Alice. It's the last time.
Right.
Hello, Duke.
See anything you like?
Well, I sure do.
Watch it, Sundance. Before 11 o'clock, the only thing you get around here is breakfast.
Ain't that just my luck? Here. This looks good. Two eggs anyway.
Okay, how you want them?
I like one boiled and one scrambled.
Are you trying to give me a hard time?
I want one boiled egg and one scrambled egg. It says two eggs anyway.
Suit yourself. One boiled and one scrambled.
Oh, and be sure you don't scramble the wrong egg.
Whatever you say, sport, but when I give this order to Mel, he's going to come out here boiling and scramble ye.
Better make it tea and toast.
That's very wise.
Oh, Alice, you must have been up really late last night.
What makes you say that?
Well, you're yawning and your eyes are all bloodshot and you've got big bags under them.
Oh,
but don't worry, nobody will notice.
Vera. The truth is, Vera, that I've been up late the last few nights. I've been moonlighting.
Moonlighting.
You know what that is, don't you?
Oh, sure. Is that what werewolves do?
No, Vera.
Have you been making illegal whiskey?
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Oh, Chloe.
I want to tell you, the reason I've been late is because I've been working at night.
What kind of job you got?
I'm singing in a club.
Now, how long has this been going on, young lady?
Since Monday.
Well, when do we get to come and see you perform?
You want to come Saturday night?
It's a date. Huh? I am so excited. I've never been to a nightclub before.
Well, Vera, it's not exactly a nightclub. It's just a little place called Herman's Hitching Post.
Oh, sort of like a lounge.
Well, if you were looking for a word to describe it, I guess you could say it's sort of like a dump.
You going to invite Mel?
Yeah, but first I got to break it to him that I've been moonlighting. I'm going to wait till he's in a good mood.
Lots of luck, honey. The last time I saw Mel in good mood is when he raised the price of coffee to 35 cents a cup.
Hey! In a room full of customers. How come all my wagers are bunched in one corner?
The floor slants this way, Mel.
Yeah, like that.
This is really neat having a piano.
Yeah. Don't get too used to it. It's only rented, huh? What time is it?
Oh, 8:15.
I don't want to be late, especially tonight.
Tonight's a big deal.
Well, Herman's closing the club to the public and making a private party.
Hey, you ought to watch those parties, Ma. They can get pretty rough.
How do you know that?
I've been around.
You've been around where?
The other night on TV, they showed the Dolce Vita. It was full of orgies.
Orgies? Well, I guess if you can't pronounce them, you haven't been to one.
Just the same, Hope you don't get heckled that tonight.
Yeah, me too, but you know how those private parties are, huh?
Why don't we give it a dry run?
What do you mean?
Well, you sing and I'll be the party crowd.
Okay. All right, so here's what happens. Herman comes out and he goes, good evening, ladies and germs, and here she is now, Alice Hyatt. Thank you very much.
This better be good.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable.
Bartender, what has a guy got to do to get a
just
drink around?
My heart grows tipsy in me.
Yeah, bring on the girl.
Bring on the gypsy in me.
She stinks!
Hey, big shot. If you don't like it here, why don't you go somewhere else?
Waiter, check, please.
How'd I do? Very I was trying to get you ready for rejection.
That's good. I may never sing again.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Ah, advice from a short lush.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like the way you sing.
I like your style. I got all your records.
You listen. Now, if you want to get people to listen to you, you have to have a distinctive singing style. Like Carly Simon or Linda Ronstadt.
Oh. Well, I'll certainly try and pick one up on the way over to the club. I got a lot of styles.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You gotta chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're heading for the promised land.
You know who that was?
Doris Day?
Don't you know anything? Judy Garland?
Oh, Liza Minnelli's mother.
Waiter, check, please. Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Mel, I'm so sorry. Do you know how sorry I am, Mel?
How sorry are you, Johnny?
Start! That's twice now, Alice.
I know.
2 days in a row.
I know. See, I wore my uniform to work so I wouldn't waste time. I'll make it up to you, Mel. I'll work my lunch hour.
All right, you got 2 strikes. 3 strikes, you're out.
Okay. Oh, listen, guys, I'm really sorry that you had to cover for me.
Oh, no problem, Alice. Wasn't one of our busier mornings.
It never is. There was this party at the club last night. I didn't get to bed till 3.
Sounds pretty wild.
Oh, it was.
Did they like you singing?
Who knows? They liked me. I don't know how they felt about my singing. Every time I got a hand, it was on my knee.
You didn't get home till 3 o'clock?
Oh,
poor thing. You must be dead on your feet.
I'm okay. I'll be okay. I'm a little punchy.
I love to see Mel yawn. I always think I'm going to get to see an MGM movie.
Alice?
Yeah.
Alice, wake up.
I'm awake.
Your eyes aren't open.
They're not?
Come on, open your eyes. There's somebody sitting in your station. That's only one eye, Alice. You better get hold of yourself.
Okay, I got it.
Here, have some coffee.
No, I don't want any coffee. I had 20 cups of coffee. It just makes me sleepy.
Hey, like that. Mel's coffee doesn't taste good, and it doesn't keep you awake. Only thing it does for you is stain your teeth.
Get over there.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Vera, that baked potato looks so warm and soft.
You'd like to eat it, huh?
No, I'd like to lie down in it. Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I think I'll have a cheeseburger and fries.
Cheeseburger, fries.
No, that's too fattening. Maybe I'll have some salad. Although when I have salad, I always get hungry in the afternoon. My doctor wants me to lose 15 pounds. I'm trying, but everything I eat turns to fat. Oh, well, what's the difference? You only live once. I think I'm gonna have the cheeseburger and fries. And I may have some pie, too. What do you think you're doing?
Are you my mommy?
May I have a cheeseburger and fries, please?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Excuse me, sir.
Ordering?
Yeah. What's this? There's nothing on it.
Oh, here.
Cheeseburger and fries?
Yeah, that's what she ordered.
Get your duff in here. I want to talk to you. What is going on, Ellis? You've been late 2 days in a row. Now you're walking around like a zombie. Well, I don't need a zombie. I already have Vera.
Okay, Mel, I was going to tell you sooner or later, so I might as well tell you sooner or later, whatever this is.
It's later than you think.
I had a really rough night last night, Mel.
Do I want to hear this?
No, not like that. I've been moonlighting.
You got a nerve. You took another job?
Wait a second. What I do on my time is my own business.
Not when it ruins my business.
Well, that's true, but I ain't gonna let that happen. Got a job singing in a club, Mel.
Singing? Where?
Herman's Hitching Post.
Herman's Hitching Post? The dump?
Well, you gotta start somewhere, huh? Hey, Mel, time is running out on me. You know how old I am?
You gotta
be... Never mind how old I am. I am a singer, Mel. I have a dream.
And I have a diner.
Well, I'm... Mel, I can do both jobs, all right?
No, you can't. All right, you have two jobs. Pick one.
Oh, come on, Mel. Don't make me choose.
Two jobs? Pick one. Here or the dump?
Okay. Been nice working for you. Gives me a choice between dumps.
Ordering a chicken noodle, burn it!
All right, I'm coming in just a minute. Mel, I'm telling you, without Alice here, me and Vera are running our tails off, and Vera's got little enough tail as it is.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You can let Alice keep her singing job and work here, too.
I don't want my waitresses dozing off at the job. You give a bad name for the diner. I don't need that.
Of course you don't need it. You already got it.
Hi, Mel.
Hello, Andy.
Hey. Where's Alice?
She quit yesterday.
Where are you going? You don't think I come here for the food, do you?
I know how Andy feels. This place ain't the same without Alice.
What do you want me to do? I'm running a business here. No time for emotion. Vera! The soup!
Right. Oh, listen, Flo. Yeah. You gotta go get Allison tonight.
You bet your sweet patootie, ain't we going together?
Oh, I'd really like that, but I've got one problem. I don't know what to wear. This is my first dump.
Oh, that's no problem, Vera. You just wear anything that says Saturday night.
You mean pajamas and rollers?
A little bit dressier than that, Vera. All right, Mel, now how about it? Would you like to make it a threesome? How'd you like to escort two attractive young ladies to Herman's Kitchen Post tonight?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't be seen dead in that dump.
How do you know it's a dump?
I go there a lot.
Yes, I hate to complain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well, it's very atmospheric.
Yeah, it reminds me of a motel room I was in once.
You mean your room had a bar in it?
No, but it had a mirror on the ceiling.
Oh, Flo, are you sure I look okay?
You look fine, honey. Except you forgot to take your cap off.
Oh, no. Oh, Flo, would you put this in one of your pockets?
Vera, honey, my pockets are full.
Of what?
Of me. Come on, let's grab us a seat here near the action.
Oh, can I get you ladies something to drink?
Now you're talking, I'll have a beer.
Okay, and you?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Oh, just bring me a... very dry vodka martini, shaken, not stirred, straight up with a twist. That's what James Bond always orders.
Excuse me.
Are you lovely ladies all alone this evening?
No, I'm with her and she's with me.
You with her and hers with you. How would her and you like to be with me later?
I don't think so. We have to be back to the convent by 10.
Convent? Well, we've still got a couple of hours.
Would you buzz off?
Okay, simmer down, folks. It's showtime. Showtime. Want to welcome you all here to Herman's Hitching Post, a home away from home. And what is home without a mother? A good place to bring broads. I'm kidding. We got a terrific girl singer, and at this point in time, like to have you all kind of get together. Big round of applause to welcome Pert and pretty little, Alice Hyatt. Hyatt, Hyatt. Let's hear it for Hyatt.
Thanks, Herman. Thank you, everybody. Good evening, everybody.
How about a little song, huh?
Ah, sure, a little song. Well, as Herman said, we're here to hear some songs. And so why don't we start with some requests? Would you like to hear anything special?
I got a request. How about let's hear an Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalpost of Life?
Gee, I'm afraid I don't know that one.
You don't?
It's a biggie.
How about On Wisconsin?
How about a Gershwin tune? Hello, Mel.
What are you going to do, Alice? You going to sing or what?
Sure. Would you like to hear anything special?
Yeah, do you know, Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Bill Force of Life?
I told you it's a biggie. Yeah.
Boy, it must be number one. I better learn it. But meanwhile... Oh, man, sunshine, listen you.
Oh, man, sunshine, listen ye.
Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot.
Just try it. Shh.
Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final.
Hey, you ladies want a drink? Come
get on. Can't you hear she's trying to sing?
I'm talking to the ladies. I ain't talking to you.
Shut up and let her sing.
You call that singing?
See what you call this.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Don't forget, you're with me.
Wait a minute. Hey, that guy you just threw out, you know who he is?
I don't even know who you are.
I own this place. At least I own 50% of it. The guy you just threw out owns the other half. That's the guy who was going to stake me to my new place on the other side of town. Herman's Hitching Post East.
One dump like this is already too much for this town.
Yeah, well, that does it. You're fired.
Why?
Because you attract a rotten kind of person, that's why. Now get out.
No. Not until she finishes singing. Without an interruption from your loudmouth friend.
Who says?
Me and my two friends.
Damn.
These.
Mel was heavyweight champ for the 6th Fleet.
Deck him, Mel.
Well, why don't you sing another song? Then get out.
What else?
I'd like to dedicate this song to my 3 dear friends. You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live 'neath your spell. That voodoo that you do so well, for you do, I don't know, something to me that nobody else can do. Do that voodoo that you do.
Good to be back, Mel.
Good to have you aboard.
And thanks for the other night.
Will you knock off this sentimental horse bull? Come on, get back to work. What is that supposed to be?
Well, I've been taking a dancing class. Who knows? Someday I may moonlight as a dancer.
Vera, stow it!
Boy, it's a good thing Ann Miller never worked for him.
Yeah.
Keep dancing, Vera.